You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
So ek het vir jou gesê vroeër, as jy enige issues het, as jy voel jy is na aan crack, dan is dit nou 'n goeie tyd om vir ons 'n voice note te stuur en ons psigiater is by ons, Dr. Jerry Besynert van Vista. Hy's is altyd amazing. Hallo Dr. Jerry, hallo.
Goeienaand, Rion.
So, 7:30 vanaand, hoor ons wat die president te sê het, nodig om te sê panic stations, ja. Panic stations die hele land vol. Hoe kalmeer ons onsself nou?
Weet jy, ons moet onsself doen om te kalmeer. Hierdie is definitief nie 'n tyd wat ou kan rondhardloop en na strooihalms gryp nie. Om rustig te wees en dinge deur te werk, is wat nou nodig is. Wat kan jy in elk geval nou in 'n halfuur of in 'n uur doen? Hier is nie 'n probleem wat in 'n week gaan weggaan nie. En paniek is nie die oplossing nie.
So ek kyk nou na, hier is 'n spulvraag wat inkom. Ek gaan vir jou sien een na die ander speel. Hier is die eerste een.
Okay.
All I want to know is there a possibility that some people is going to consider to commit suicide because of the financial problems and the food wise and people that cannot buy food because they haven't got the money and they didn't receive money as yet. And I mean, is there any enige oplossing?
Ja,
dit is 'n moeilike vraag daai, ernstige vraag. En ongelukkig is daar in hierdie situasies 'n hoë risiko dat mense wel selfdood sal oorweeg. Ek dink nie dis nie moeite werd om oor finansies selfdood nou te oorweeg nie. Daai bylig moet jy ook om kry. En hy is ook op lockdown. So ek dink mense moet ontspan. Dis seker nie goeie raad finansieel nie, maar finansies is definitief nie rede nou om te dink ek kan myself die lewe uitneem nie.
Ja, yeah, I was saying before there's just no way that any court will allow a landlord to throw you out of your house because of corona. I just don't think there's just no way. And they can't drag you out of there. They need to go to court to get you out of there. And there's just no court that will agree in a time like this that people still have to pay their rent, for instance.
Yeah, I think it'll be totally inhumane to think that, you know, we act on financial sort of from a focus point rather from a human focus point. When people are struggling, and when in isolation, it's easy to think that you're the only one in isolation. The reality is the whole world is in isolation at the moment, so nobody's alone. We all are in it together. And what we've heard from other countries is that we adapt to it, and we actually find positive, creative ways of connecting over a distance.
Very interesting thing. Doctor, you were saying?
No, you can ask.
Very interesting thing happening. So we spoke to someone in New York and in Spain, in Barcelona, and they said people are now, for the first time, actually reaching out to one another. You see people smiling at one another in New York, which was almost unheard of a few months ago.
Yeah. I think that's the reality is because life is slower, we actually will have more time for each other. Because you're not rushing off somewhere. And we're all in the same area. So my expectation would be, and I think that's one of the things South Africans are known for, is our hospitality and our friendliness, is that we'll find a way of living that out at a distance. If you're fortunate enough to live in an area where you have a garden around you, my guess would be that people will start waving at each other across the road and start shouting, and how are you doing? And I think the closer the proximity is in flats, and that people are also going to do the same thing.
Someone said earlier today, and I love this, come together by staying apart.
Yeah. I think the fact that we all in it together makes it easier. It's not one part of society that's treated differently than the rest. Everybody is treated the same. And therefore, we all share each other's difficulties and also the triumphs. And what I've heard what the other people do is very interesting, is that they're making something of nothing. 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, they're making something. Just that hour sitting outside there waving at each other. And that's what happens in isolation, that something that normally wouldn't be celebrated gets celebrated. And the symbolism means something to the people. The fact that they're standing outside clapping hands as a way of encouraging the people who are, have to continue working outside, that symbol means something to them. And that's important, that we'll have to identify, and each community will identify their own symbols as we go along. And this becomes normal life.
Doc, I just wanted to ask, how do the haves help the have-nots? Because there are people out there who are thinking, I haven't got my SASSA grant yet, so I can't go and panic buy tomorrow or buy food for my family. How can we, what suggestions do you have that the people who can possibly, how can we have help the people who can't?
Well, I think the people that, you know, if you've got domestic people in your employment and you've got people in your business in your employment, make contingency plans so you can keep on paying them as long as possible. And we all can cut out the luxuries so to enable us so we can support the other people. There's always charities going to be around. And with time, we'll find ways through the radio, through the internet, of hearing where people have got needs. And then we can supply that. And then, you know, when we have, if we have money, then we can pay into an account of the charity that's providing food to the people that haven't got it.
Mm. We will be informed, that's for sure. Dr. Jerry, we'll speak to you just now again. There's still a lot of people who want to speak to you. We'll spot that over here, Jerry.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.